Excerpt from My World.
Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of My World here on the Q, 92.9 FM. Mike Rouse in with you, ready to take you behind the headlines, tell you the facts that the mainstream media won't tell you and let you make up your own mind about the fake news and all of that other good stuff. We'll cover some old stuff, we'll cover some new stuff, but of course you will get the truth and an opportunity to hear the other side. So let's see what we can do. As always, the opinions expressed upon this show are those of myself and myself alone, or the person to whom the quote is attributed. In neither case do those opinions necessarily reflect the opinions of the staff, management, advertisers, or ownership here on the Q, with the exception of one advertiser. That would be me, Mike Rouse, Farm Bureau Financial Services, where we make insurance simple. You know, since President Trump took office, the economic news has been fantastic. Some people on the left side of the aisle are trying to argue that this is former President Obama's economy, but you are the same ones that will say and did say that the recent downturn in the stock market belongs to President Trump. So your opinion is invalid because you have a closed mind. It's tainted by politics rather than reality. I mean, we can go down the list of the number of records reached in all of the stock market indices, increasing wages for the middle class, record low unemployment in both the Black and Latino communities, more people returning to the job market than at any time in the last two decades, tax revenues to the federal government, despite all of the lamenting and lying done by the liberal side, are going to reach record levels. It's anticipated that the government will take in $3.65 trillion in 2018. That's a lot of money. And one thing Obama did do, he also collected record amounts of revenue for the federal government. So we've got all this great economic news, but there's one thing that could severely hinder the bright future that President Trump has created for our economy, and that is the deficit. Despite the fact that we are collecting record revenues, our incompetent representatives in Congress believe that is still not enough money, and have proposed a budget that will add $1.7 trillion to the deficit. I mean, it's the same group of people that constantly tells us they will do everything to cut the budget deficit, but they never do. They are outright liars. There is a handful of them that are not. There is a handful of them that tell us the truth. But these liars are out to line their own pockets along with those of their biggest donors. I mean, the simple fact is we see so many representatives and senators go into Congress as middle-class earners and come out richer than you and I could ever imagine. Now, in order to finance this deficit, the federal government will have to sell more bonds. In order to make the bonds attractive to investors, what are they going to have to do? They have to entice some money to come out of the stock market or real estate or what have you. So they're going to have to raise interest rates, which will increase the possibility that inflation will return, and not in a good way. Now, some inflation is necessary. We need about 2 to 3% inflation over a long run. But with the current practices by our federal government, the inflationary pressures could take that to the point where it kills the economy. I have listened to interviews with probably 24 representatives and senators over the last week, and each of them has said they are adamantly opposed to further deficit spending, but I will bet dollars to donuts that they're the same ones who have voted for continuing resolutions and deficit spending in the past and will do so again. I mean, there have been fiscally responsible budgets proposed. There are a number of proposals that would not only continue to fund all programs at current levels, but could also reduce the federal deficit. I mean, look at it this way. If we went back to spending levels in 2012, with current revenue additions and predictions, we could balance the budget and decrease the deficit within 10 years, down to zero. Maybe even before that, with the way our economy is growing. And look, people aren't going to die. I mean, the Republican elite and their Democrat friends will tell us that, oh, people are going to die. Grandma and grandpa are going to starve. Children will starve. Bigotry and slavery will return. The end of the earth will come. But it never has. And the problems they claim to be trying to solve, they are not solving. If more and more people need government assistance, then it's because of the programs that they have enacted that make it difficult for people to get jobs. President Trump has to reject any budget proposal that increases the deficit. He's done quite a bit of good in his first year in office, but this might be the most important thing he does for the lasting health of our country.
Excerpt from My World.
We need to get something very clear about President Trump's immigration proposal regarding the so-called Dreamers. I think his original proposal was called the Fair Act, but this, remember, DACA granted immunity and a path to citizenship for about 700,000 illegal aliens, people that were identified as not having, as having come here through no fault of their own because they didn't have the ability to make that decision. They had to go with their parents. Yet, these are the same people that believe a 10-year-old has the right to decide what their gender should be or has the right to be taught about sex and to engage in sexual activity. But that's another story. When it comes to traveling to a different country, they don't have the ability to think themselves. But under President Trump's proposal, he has increased the number of Dreamers with the potential to get a path to citizenship to 1.8 million. And here's some of the details from what is in the proposal. Anyone who was here prior to 2012, coming here illegally as a child under the age of 18, will have the right of residency and a path to gaining citizenship. That means you can be up to the age of 37 years old. If you can prove that you came here prior to your 18th birthday, brought here by your parents or some other family member, and if you can prove that you have not been in trouble during your time in America, you could apply for citizenship under President Trump's proposal. So basically, you have to have been working, contributing to society in a positive way, going to school, rather than being a leech upon our welfare system. You cannot have a criminal record. I mean, some minor misdemeanors and stuff, they're not going to worry about that. Traffic tickets, no. But basically, you can't have been here your whole life living off the government teat. You have to have been doing something to improve your situation, because if that's why you came here, if that's why your parents came here or somebody brought you here, then you were doing it. If you weren't doing that, then goodbye. I also heard a Democrat Party spokesperson claim that President Trump wanted to end chain migration, and that would mean that those Dreamers' parents could not stay here or that people could not bring their spouse or children with them. And again, that is not true. Read the bill. The language is very clear. Immediate family members would be allowed to come if, say, a father who came here illegally was granted residency, and that means his spouse and his children could come with him, whether direct lineage or adopted. If they can show that they are actually their children legally, they can come. His parents, parents-in-law, cousins, brothers, fifth cousin twice removed, can't come. Children would be limited to those under the age of 18, with some exceptions. They would have to show that if the child is over 18, that they rely upon their parents for their care. But they have to prove that they're a family unit. And if they can do that, then they get to come. But quite simply, chain migration has been used to get people into America that were not actually related, and they came here to do nefarious things. And if somebody wants to come, if the parents-in-law, the grandparents, the cousins want to come, then they can stand on their own merits. They can apply as well. It doesn't mean they'll be kept out completely. They just have to say, hey, I want to come and work and contribute to society as well. What's wrong with that?
Excerpt from My World.
Oh, Bangkok, Thailand, a woman, a poor single mother, just trying to take care of her daughter and make a living, faces jail time for possibly misleading consumers and possibly putting pornographic material into a computer. Now, I will not even attempt to pronounce the woman's name, but we will call her Nit, which is the first four letters of her 32-letter first name. Nit was promoting the newest product that has caught the attention and desire of both men and women in Bangkok. It is a whitening cream specifically designed for the derriere, the buttocks. It not only makes that particular area of your derriere appear clean, but it also makes it more white, which apparently is appealing to the opposite sex, well, I guess to men in Thailand. So it is very popular among women and gay men. In promoting her product, she showed a before and after video with, as she puts it, her more intimate parts strategically pixelated and covered, so that she did not violate anti-pornography laws. And she said, I checked. with my attorney before I did this, and he said that if I did that, I would be fine. So the judge dismissed the potential pornography violation, but said that she will face the more serious charges of misleading consumers because while her product did apparently make her derriere appear cleaner and somewhat brighter, it did not clearly meet the definition of white as identified in consumer protection laws in Thailand. So apparently, they have definitions in Thailand of what having a white butt means. And if she had been charged and convicted of both crimes, guess which one would have carried a stiffer sentence? Yes, misleading consumers by about 3 years in prison. That's going to do it for this edition of My World here on the Q92.9 FM. Hey, Mustang Tennis, the men are in town. They only have two home matches this season. They've got New Mexico Military Institute beginning right now, 10 o'clock. So come on out and watch them. The women won on Wednesday here against Eastern Arizona. They'll have several matches, which will keep you up to date on those as well. And if you have not had a chance to meet the new athletic director at Western New Mexico University, Scott Noble, be sure you get a chance to. He should be up there. Say hello. He has already been out around town, walking through downtown, just talking to people. Every time he goes out, he wants to know what you think of WNMU athletics. And folks, let me tell you, he has a lot of good ideas. He's getting support from the administration. And how about baseball coming back to Western New Mexico? But the one thing I like about Scott's overall plan, he wants to recruit New Mexico kids first, and that will be a requirement for every program. Think about that. Mike at Silver City Radio is the way to get a hold of me. Have a great rest of the weekend. It's going to be windy out there, so tie it down. We'll be back next Saturday morning, same time, same place. As always, we'll try and do better. Thanks for joining me here in my world.